This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, it is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock on Power 98.7. Dr. Joseph Mhlaba is on the line as we head into our spiritual wellness, where we speak about the oath that is taken by parliamentarians or members of parliament. And at the end, they conclude with, "So help me God." Dr. Mhlaba will unpack this for us as we delve deeper into what does it actually mean for them.
Spiritual wellness.
Dr. Mhlaba, good morning to you and thanks so much for your time.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
So members of parliament, of course, they have this oath that they take. And I think let us start there, right, when it comes to the reading of the oath and what they actually say. What is the significance of this oath for members of parliament and maybe then in extension for South Africans?
Okay. Thank you so much. And basically, when someone is to assume a responsibility that will impact so many people, it's a massive responsibility. And it's also an honor for someone to serve their own government. So regardless of the capacity in which one serves, the administration of the official duties will have a significant impact on the citizens. And they have said that impact to you and me. So in the recognition of the significance of the responsibilities bestowed on those who serve their country, they are required to take an oath of office. So taking an oath of office becomes one of the tools to hold, in this case, is our government, to hold politicians accountable. So we often hear people being challenged for having broken their oath of office because of this massive responsibility that they have and the oath that they have taken. And basically, when you have taken that oath, it is something that must be protected. It must be a tool that will protect you and me to make sure that these people are held accountable.
Indeed, people must be held accountable. And like you say, it's a massive responsibility, Dr. Mhlaba, you know, and the work that they are doing as members of parliament. And I suppose then with it being a massive responsibility, they need the divine intervention, if I can put it that way, with the "So help me God."
Yes.
What's the significance of "So help me God"?
So the significance of "So help me God," it's basically the first thing I want to indicate that is these politicians understand that phrase, "So help me God." And if you were to ask me the question, do they understand that? And I would say it's a yes and no answer.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll also use for maybe a verse in the Bible that will demonstrate that some of them, they understand that part of the "So help me God," and others may not understand that. When you look in the book of Acts chapter 8 and reading from verse 26 to 31, you will read about a certain Ethiopian man who was on his way from Jerusalem to Gaza. Mm-hmm. The Bible says this man was reading, and as he was reading, the Spirit of the Lord sent Philip to him. And then Philip asked him, "Do you understand that which that you are reading?" And the man said to Philip, "How could I understand when there is no one who explains to me?" And then the question is, well, but the fact here is that the man was reading, but he did not understand. Now the question is, are these people who are taking that oath, that massive oath, and that they're taking this, assuming this response, do they understand that which that they are reading? And then it's a yes, if you have heard a Philip who will explain to you, you understand the value of the position that you are having, the value and the impact that it will have on each and everyone in this country, wherever you assume the office. And if there was no Philip who explained this to you, you may not understand that responsibility that you have, that oath that you are taking. But if there was a Philip, well, that will explain that the value that you are carrying, that statement that you're making when you say, "So help me God," then you may not understand that oath that you are taking.
We're in conversation with Dr. Joseph Mhlaba, a pastor at Christian Fire Church, an entrepreneur, and an MBA lecturer at for entrepreneurship at Mancosa, speaking about the last part of the oath that members of parliament take, which states, "So help me God." So, Dr. Mhlaba, you know, if they do not have a Philip, as you've put it, to explain to them what this means, what could be the consequences of them just, you know, saying it without understanding fully what they are saying?
It's a very problematic when it comes to that part, mm-hmm. because you are saying something that you do not understand. Because when you're saying that, "So help me God," you are saying, "God, I need you every single day as I do my duties, as I take my responsibilities. I need you to help me. I need your assistance. Yes, I've got a little bit of knowledge. Yes, I've got a little bit of capabilities, but I still need you." Because here is the thing, the Bible says that when our wisdom comes to a limit, gets to that ceiling, and says, "This is where I can go up to." But they say, the Bible says the wisdom of God starts from that point. Mm. So meaning, when you do not understand it, and when you only just made this as a reading, not internalizing it, making it your own way that you need God every single day, then you will miss the point. But here's the other thing. You need God's help every day. It means as a person who assumes that office, every single day when they wake up, that's why the Bible says we pray without ceasing. It means every day that politician will have to say, "I am starting my day. I am going to enter my office. So help me God in all the decisions that I'll make." Because we are making it a once-off thing, but a person who has a Philip, they will understand that every single day I need this God to help me in all the decisions that I'll take when I'm in that office.
Who would then be best placed, Dr. Mhlaba, and probably this is might be a, you know, an unfair question to you, but who would then be best placed to explain to members of parliament about this last part of the oath that they take and the power that it actually holds?
It's a very difficult question, as you're saying, but I think the awareness that needs to be run like in platforms like this one of yours, whereby you say, "But guys, do you understand the last part? You are saying you have said this, you have committed yourself, you bound, you loosened, you tightened, you did everything yourself and said, this is what I'm going to do. But the last part was saying, so help me God." How do you make sure that we are not saying that they are having to compel them to read the Bible in parliament and whatsoever. No, that is not the point. But because you see, when you say, "So help me God," it's an individual, not the collective. It's an individual who has to understand that I need to have a relationship with this God, that on daily basis, in the decisions that they bring, in all the acts that they bring to parliament for them to pass, "So help me God to apply my mind, but my mind has got a limit. I need your wisdom to help me beyond what I comprehend, beyond what I see in front of me." So it's a person who's there, but they go there and take the oath as an individual, although in the last swearing in, there were about 10 of them, but each and everyone was reading their own. So, and it was an individual saying to God himself or herself, "So help me God." So it is the platform like this one that we're beginning, and I'm thinking this is something that you may take forward as Power FM to say, "Hey, let's look into this." You say, "So help me God. What is it that we need to do to contribute, to conscientize people to say, hey, you said the last part, so help me God. And how do we make sure that they are always seeking God's help every day as they execute their responsibilities?"
I then wonder, Dr. Mhlaba, that as they say, "So help me God," what should really be going through their minds? Like you say, you know, they are saying to God that, "I don't have all the knowledge, I don't have all the wisdom, and I need you as God to help me in the work that I do." And I do wonder if that is actually really what goes through people's minds, you know, parliamentarians' minds, really, when they say this, because of the kind of actions that we sometimes see from members of parliament.
There is something that maybe you may have experienced it in your life. Back in the days, no, English was a very foreign language to most of us. Mm. And we would sing songs that would butcher the lyrics. And we say, where am I going with this? There are people who are looking at that as it's just one paper that I'm reading. So they did not internalize these to mean anything. I'm just reading this thing. And but there are people that when they read that oath of office, they will not butcher the word, what you call the lyrics that are the ways that are indicated. They internalize them. They call it, this is my word and this is my commitment. Whilst in others, they're just reading it and they can butcher it. And with the moment they some of them, they did not even notice that they even said, so help me God at the end. Because they did not internalize that thing to say, what does this mean? And some of the people that have been standing there, some of them have been in parliament since 1994. The first parliament was democratic. So it means that they've been reading this over and over. So to them, it's one of those songs that they're singing. It's one of those formalities that they're doing. But it's not internalizing that, what does it mean to do this thing? And I'm saying that this is a yes and no kind of a situation, because there are those who have internalized, who are taking their oath very serious, and there are those that were not taking it very serious because they did not understand the language that is there. And like the same way that I said, we butchered some songs as we were growing, and we did not understand what it meant, but we would sing loud and would sing another thing. What does this person think?
And I'm glad that you mentioned that some of these members of parliament have been in the National Assembly or have been public servants, you know, since 1994. And so they just read it without meaning anymore for them. You know, that it's just becoming a normal thing for them to then say. But I then would like to find out from you, Dr. Mhlaba, that for someone who says, so help me God, at the end of the oath and takes it seriously, takes it personally, fully understands what they're actually calling for and what they are saying, how will their actions be like? What kind of member of parliament could we then expect to see for someone that has fully internalized that particular phrase?
Yeah, it's a situation that they find themselves. You know, our parliamentary system, they've got a caucus. Mm-hmm. You will say, so help me God, but you'll go and interact with me who just read it as one of those things that I was just reading. And now, then it will depend on the parliamentary caucus that they'll go and adopt the position. And if you internalize this, you wanted to stand by that oath that you took, and then you get into their parliamentary, what they call a caucus, as a political party, and you adopt a position with those people who did not, the so help me God, did not mean anything to them. And at the end of the day, it becomes that a futile exercise. But deep down, you'll know that, I did not agree with this. I did not vote for this. But now, being a loyal party member, then you are bound by the decision that is taken by your caucus. And you know of some of the politicians who took a stand and said, no, I will not stand with this. And I can give you one example. That lady is
Makosi Khoza.
Yes. You remember that woman?
Yes.
She would stand, but I'm not saying that it was nice, not only it was honoring the what you call, she followed her conscience. But where is she right now?
You can't even see her.
So those examples, so those are the things that they're caught in between the rock and the hard place to say, where do I go? I've made this, taken this oath of office, and I made this as a person, and who internalized, who understand this thing. I had a Philip who explained this to me. I understand this step that I'm taking. However, I'm operating in this space. So the other thing that so help me God, it fails because of the government system or the political system that we have in South Africa, whereby we can't hold you accountable alone by having made that oath. Maybe anyway, we can hold the president alone, but as a political party, we made a decision, so can't hold you accountable for that oath that you took.
And you know, like you say, we want to hold people accountable, Dr. Mhlaba, right? And now with the GNU, we're not too sure who will be holding accountable. But I suppose because they have made the oath, They have said that they are going to, you know, work for the people of South Africa. They have said, so help me God. We should be able to hold them accountable.
Certainly, we should be able to hold them accountable. But how do we hold them accountable? Because this was an individual who said, so help me God. They didn't say, so help us God. So this is a person who said, so help me God. And we have to hold them accountable for their so help me God as an individual, not so help us God. So the so help us God, we hold them accountable by punishing them during elections. That's how we hold them accountable. But as an individual, so help me God. You know, say, so help us God.
And, I, you know, that's very important, right? That you, it's an individual journey that they are walking, but they are still within their own political party. So how can they also remind themselves that, hey, I took this oath, this is what I said at the end of the oath, so help me God, and you're still an individual, but you're still an individual within a political party. Gets a bit tricky, doesn't it?
It is a bit tricky, but they just become a Philip of someone. Because you're already within the system. These are your comrades. Become a Philip of someone. Like this eunuch guy from Ethiopia who was on his way from Jerusalem to Gaza. Yes, we're on this journey together. Let's understand the oath of office. Let's internalize this. And then you start by one person, move to the next person. So if we can have so many Philips in those political parties, then they would understand this. You made this oath before Boson says, so help me God. You know that you know that there is this saying that God will never allow anyone to use his name in disdain. Mm-hmm. Meaning the moment you say God and you go and do the other thing, it means that you think he's with his name in disdain. You are disrespecting his name.
Hmm. Dr. Mhlaba, I mean, we do see that this GNU, you know, is somewhat forming, and we are hoping that each member of parliament will really take that last phrase seriously, so help me God. Do you believe that they will?
There's too much skepticism, and as you can see the discussion, it was like horse trading. You give me this, I give you that. You give me this, I give. So it's no longer about, as you remember that the oath was the so help me God. It was about the office that they are assuming. Mm. But now the moment they're in there, it's me, myself, and I.
Sure.
I want that thing. So it's their own, what you call, self-interest. Although it's not all of them that are going out, would go into the GNU with their self-interest. But most of them, we have heard it was there on the news, that basically it's about they themselves, what they need to get here, how they raise their profile, how they get closer to the resources and obvious well, most of them with the resources is for them to help themselves.
Hmm. Dr. Mhlaba, we do hope that we'll see a difference in the country, especially as we've unpacked so help me God and the significance of this particular phrase. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, and we pray that they uphold that so help me God, and we are hopeful. This is our country. We have got nowhere to go. We have to make sure that it works.
Amen.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you, Dr. Mhlaba. Truly appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Joseph Mhlaba, a pastor at Christian Fire Church, an entrepreneur, an MBA lecturer for entrepreneurship at Mancosa, speaking to us about that very important phrase at the end of the oath that members of parliament take. So help me God, unpacking that for us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.